Good evening. This is Radio Nepal. I am Deependra Silwal with the news, the headline first. UML Standing Committee meeting decide to ask clarification from the then 11 MPs of the party, including Madhav Kumar Nepal. Opposition Alliance decide to challenge the dissolution of House of Representatives politically and constitutionally. Prime Minister directs Election Commission to gear up midterm election. Almost 9,000 corona infection cases confirmed today. Health and Population Minister reports 129 deaths in last 24 hours. And IMF proposes $50 billion plan to end COVID-19 pandemic. Now the news in detail. The CPN UML Standing Committee meeting held at Balwatar today has decided to ask clarifications from the 11 then MPs from the party. Party's spokesperson Pradeep Kumar Gyawale said party senior leader Madhav Kumar Nepal, Jhalanath Kanal and leader Bhim Rawal, Kalyani Khadka, Ram Kumari Jhakri, Sarala Yadav, Mukunda Nepal, Puspa Kumari Karna, Kalila Khan, Neera Devi Jairu and Lakshmi Kumari Chaudhary have been asked for clarification. The meeting also decided to focus the government's attention on the prevention and control of COVID-19. The Nepali Congress, the CPN Maoist Centre and the CPN UML Madhav Kumar Nepal's faction and the People's Socialist Party Nepal's Upendra Yadav faction have decided to challenge the decision to dissolve the House of Representatives constitutionally and politically. In a press statement issued after the meeting, the party has condemned the Friday night's decision to dissolve the House of Representatives by terming it unconstitutional, undemocratic and unilateral. The party said they are committed to protesting against the President and Prime Minister's move constitutionally and politically. Talking to media after the meeting, leader Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said they would move the Supreme Court challenging the Friday midnight's decision with the signatures of 149 lawmakers and protest the decision politically as well. House Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has said his attention has been drawn to the recent dissolution of House of Representatives from the President in recommendation of the Prime Minister. Issuing a statement today, Speaker Sapkota said the recent move of dissolving the House was against the sentiment of constitution, legal and political fight against the House dissolution carried out on the 20th of December 2020 and against the Supreme Court's decision of reinstalling the House. Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba has urged all democratic forces to get united for the protection of the Federal Democratic Republic and the constitution of the country. Issuing a statement today, leader Deoba committed his alliance to the political and legal fight to save the republic and the constitution. Likewise, issuing a statement today, CPN Maoist Centre Chair Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has registered a protest against the dissolution of the House and announcement of new election. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has directed the Election Commission to gear up its preparations for holding election on the stipulated date. Summoning the Election Commission officials to his official residence at Balwatar today, he instructed them to lead the preparations for the midterm election to the House of Representatives slated for upcoming November 12th and 19th. The Parliamentary Party Board of the Bagmati Province Assembly of the ruling CPN-UML has decided to take action against its 14 members of the Province Assembly of Bagmati Province for non-cooperation with the party and the government. UML's Chief Whip of the Bagmati Province Parliamentary Party, Deepak Nirola, said The province assembly members in the questions were accused of betraying the party and the government, registering a no confidence motion among others. Nepal's total corona infection cases have crossed 500,000 today. The Health and Population Ministry has said with 8,980 corona infection cases in the past 24 hours, Nepal's total corona infection cases have reached 5,643. Likewise, the ministry has confirmed 129 corona-related deaths today, pushing the total death to 6,153. As per the ministry's update, in the past 24 hours, more than 8,800 people have recovered from the infection. This news comes to you from Read Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाबुजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *1415# डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has blamed the unruly and undisciplined behaviours of the party carriers and leaders for weakening the democratic movement. Unveiling a book penned by Buddhi Bahadur Rayamaji, 13 years of jail term during Panchayat at Baluwatar today, Prime Minister Oli warned that some betrayers were ever-present and blamed some people of trying to put out the light spread throughout the country. Lauding the contribution of Rayamaji to leftist movement, Prime Minister Oli said the sacrifices of the leaders in earlier generations should not be forgotten by the new generation. Referring to the recent plight of the party, the Prime Minister said the court did not split the party. The party got split as leaders did not go to register the party in the Election Commission with a different name in time. The government of Switzerland has provided support of various medical equipment and supplies to the government of Nepal. At a brief ceremony held at the Tribhuvan International Airport today, Ambassador of Switzerland to Nepal, Elizabeth von Kappeler, handed over the support materials to Minister for Health and Population, Hriday S. Tripathi. Speaking on the occasion, Minister Tripathi expressed gratitude to the Swiss government and friendly people of Switzerland for the generous support which would be instrumental in saving lives. He thanked the Swiss Embassy in Kathmandu for making efforts in the timely delivery of the support materials. The item arrived in the chartered flight arranged by the Swiss government include 40 oxygen ventilators, 1,100,000 rapid antigen test kits, 10 oxygen concentrators, 1,000 nasal cannulas, respiratory masks, examination gloves and protective units. Likewise, in response to the request of the government of Nepal in context of the recent surge in COVID-19 cases, the government of United States of America has sent a cargo aircraft containing important medical supplies. The support materials, first of three charter aircraft arriving within the next 2 days, were received by a spokesperson at the Ministry of Health and Population, Professor Dr. Jageshwar Gautam, from the officials of the U.S. Embassy in Kathmandu. The material handed over today includes surgical mask, face shield and gloves. This is in addition to the earlier support received from the US aid, including 100 units of ventilators, COVID-19 testing facilities and equipment, oxygen-related materials, personal protection equipment and other life-saving medical supplies. Similarly, essential medical supplies, including 30,000 liters of liquid oxygen donated by the government of the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, has been handed over to Nepal. The Chinese embassy in Kathmandu said supplies, including 30,000 liters of liquid oxygen, 800 filled oxygen cylinders, 10 oxygen concentrators, 5 ventilators, 200 ICU beds and 15,000 antigen kits donated by the Tibet Autonomous Region of China were handed over to Nepali authority at Tatopari border crossing on Saturday. You are listening to Radio Nepal's English News. Now some international update. The International Monetary Fund has unveiled a $50 billion proposal to end the COVID-19 pandemic by vaccinating at least 40% of population in all countries by the end of 2021 and at least 60% by the first half of 2022. IMF officials say the vaccination would inject the equivalent of $9 trillion into the global economy by 2025 due to a faster resumption of economic activities, with rich countries potentially benefiting the most. IMF Managing Director Kristalina Georgieva told a health summit hosted by the European Commission and a group of 20 major economies yesterday that it made sense for rich countries to boost donations to ensure a faster end to the pandemic. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in hill areas and partly cloudy in the rest of the country. Brief rain along with thunder showers is likely to occur at one or two places of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. UML Standing Committee meeting decides to ask clarifications from the then 11 MPs of the party, including Madhav Kumar Nepal. Opposition Alliance decides to challenge the dissolution of House of Representatives politically and constitutionally. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli directs Election Commission to gear up midterm election preparation. Almost 9,000 corona infection cases confirmed today. Health and Population Ministry reports 129 deaths in 24 hours. And IMF proposes $50 billion plan to end COVID-19 pandemic. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next bulletin in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.